From Guildford, the down line followed the Wey Valley to Godalming, then over Milford and Whitley, proceeded to Haslemere, and on through Petersfield towards Portsmouth. Roughly parallel to it, the up line passed over Warplesdon, Tongham, Puttenham, Elstead, and Greyshot. Between the Hogsback and Hindhead, there were points where the two lines were not more than 6 or 7 kilometres apart. The distance was too small for careless flyers, particularly at night when they had taken half a gram too much. There had been accidents, serious ones. It had been decided to deflect the upline a few kilometres to the west. Between Greyshot and Tongham, 4 abandoned air lighthouses marked the course of the old Portsmouth to London road. The skies above them were silent and deserted. It was over Selborne, Borden and Farnham that the helicopters now ceaselessly hummed and roared. The savage had chosen as his hermitage the old lighthouse which stood on the crest of the hill between Puttenham and Elstead. The building was of ferro-concrete and in excellent condition. Almost too comfortable, the savage had thought, when he first explored the place, almost too civilizedly luxurious. He pacified his conscience by promising himself a compensatingly harder self-discipline, purifications the more complete and thorough. His first night in the hermitage was, deliberately, a sleepless one. He spent the hours on his knees praying, now to that heaven from which the guilty Claudius had begged forgiveness, now in Zuni to Awanewilona, now to Jesus and Pukong, now to his own guardian animal, the eagle. From time to time he stretched out his arms as though he were on the cross, and held them thus through long minutes of an ache that gradually increased till it became a tremulous and excruciating agony. Held them in voluntary crucifixion, while he repeated through clenched teeth, the sweat meanwhile pouring down his face, "Oh, forgive me! Oh, make me pure! Oh, help me to be good!" Again and again, till he was on the point of fainting from the pain. When morning came, he felt he had earned the right to inhabit the lighthouse. Yes, even though there still was glass in most of the windows, even though the view from the platform was so fine. For the very reason why he had chosen the lighthouse had become almost instantly a reason for going somewhere else. He had decided to live there because the view was so beautiful, because from his vantage point, he seemed to be looking out on the incarnation of a divine being. But who was he to be pampered with the daily and hourly sight of loveliness? Who was he to be living in the visible presence of God? All he deserved to live in was some filthy sty, some blind hole in the ground. Stiff, and still aching after his long night of pain, but for that very reason inwardly reassured, he climbed up to the platform of his tower. He looked out over the bright sunrise world which he had regained the right to inhabit,